You're listening to, you know what really grinds my gears? Dissecting religious ideologies and belief systems through the New Covenant lens of grace.
Hey guys, welcome back to You Know What Really Grinds My Gears? I'm Trent and we're back at it with another episode. This episode is kind of a bonus episode. I wasn't really planning on doing a podcast specifically today, but I thought, well, why not jump into it? I want to focus on false teachers and false prophets. In the book of John, we see a scripture verse that says to test the spirits to see if those spirits are from God. See, I've come to an understanding that through the lens of grace in the New Covenant, if you're not preaching the true, only true gospel, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that the work is finished, that you're completely given, forgiven, past, present, and future, and that you're using the gospel to prop up your own agenda, or you're using the gospel to create a platform, or you're using the gospel to make money. Yes, there's a lot of people who use the gospel to make money. And this specific gentleman I want to talk about today, I really want to call him out. In this episode, I called it Calling Out the Dogs. And the reason why I called it this specific title is because if you could remember in Galatians, Paul was very perplexed. He was angry. Let's say he was pissed off. He was ticked off at the circumcision group. These Galatians, these new Christians, Paul had to address them and the circumcision group. He posed a question to the Galatia, the church of Galatia. You were running such a good race. Who cut in on you? And he also said it in the towards the beginning of Galatians. he referred to, if anyone, even if angel himself, came down and preached another gospel than the one that Paul was preaching, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is the grace of God by faith that saves. If anybody, even an angel, comes along and preaches the gospel other than that, then they are to be accursed. Paul even went on to call them dogs. He called them dogs. And that's pretty sharp. That's pretty direct. But he didn't shy away from it because he was burdened with this gospel for the churches, especially for the Galatian church, who were told by the circumcision group that, yes, you believe in Jesus Christ, but you also got to be circumcised. And this fell on Paul's ears, and it didn't go well. He was angry, and that is a mild way of putting it. But he defended the gospel, the pure gospel of grace, which Paul said was the only gospel. And it is the only gospel. But we have people out there like this gentleman. His name is David Herzog. You can look him up if you want. He's all over YouTube. But this guy is an absolute dog. He abuses the gospel, brings reproach on the name of Jesus, and he doesn't preach soundly what Paul preached. And you know what Paul did? When anybody was adding to the gospel, he called them out. Paul was smart and intellectual. He understood he came from Judaism. He came from, being a sound teacher of the law. So he practiced it. He was the best at it. But he also understood that when he came into grace, that law was no longer the standard. It was the blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection that saved, and the very life that which we live and continue to live. But guys like David Herzog, I'm going to zero in on him for just a minute. This guy is an American evangelist who promises instant healings, instant miracles, while appealing for cash donations when he does his events. Yeah, that's right. David Herzog claims to witness miracles such as an instant weight loss right on the spot right at these events that he holds. Weight loss, instant weight loss, sudden appearances of gold teeth, and get this, healing from baldness. Now, guys, if you're bald out there, listen, you know, you could take your chances, but you may be sorely disappointed, because I don't believe that this is why Jesus died. I don't believe he died to make people who have male pattern baldness to be full of hair again, to have a full head of hair again. That's not why Jesus died. Quite frankly, I don't think these are a priority of Jesus. It's a fact of growing old and aging, we lose our hair. It's just a fact of life. But we have guys like David Herzog, who I believe is a false teacher, a false prophet. He's preaching and teaching these things. That's his agenda. He's propping that up. And he uses different words that are very disturbing, like heavenly portals or heavenly clouds. He encourages people in worship to get into the glory. I mean, really, what is that? Get into the glory? Like, we have the glory of God. Jesus Christ living inside of us by the Holy Spirit. We don't need to get into the glory. It's not like a, you know, a jumpsuit or a piece of clothing or a jacket or shoes we put on. It's not like that. It's something that we're born into, something we have. We share it with Jesus. Anyway, David Herzog, he claims that people in wheelchairs have been able to walk again and that blind people have retained their sight at his events all over the world. Now, here's an interesting fact. When these people claim these or have these claims of healings and whatnot, when approached to ask for medical records, they're nowhere to be found. See, I've always wanted to ask these individuals, hey, why don't you give us medical records, proof, follow-up doctor appointments that say that these people who were in this condition prior to have received fill in the blank, this healing or whatever the case may be. See, according to Mr. Herzog, God is full of surprises, and he calls those surprises healings and miracles. And this is interesting because when Jesus healed, his miracles were just to confirm that he was from God. And when he sent out his disciples to do the same, it was the same understanding. They were confirming that who this Jesus was that they were preaching was in fact the Messiah and that he was from God. Now, one other thing that's really disturbing, really grinds my gears, is this. David Herzog, on many occasions, would ask for money. And he said something like this, and this comes from a website called The Standard. He was interviewed, I guess he was asked the question. And Herzog said, the more we gave, talking about monetary gifts, money, the more we gave, the more God would pour out his glory and perform miracles. And he put two big baskets on the front, on the altar, it's the front of the church that we call the altar, which is really not the altar. And he calls for people to come up and put money in them. And you'd have to walk up in front of everybody so everybody can see who gave and who didn't give. So you're making a spectacle of people, which is, again, I think that's wrong. I mean, even in one event alone, Mr. Herzog raised $55,000 that he said went to some kind of ministry center in Arizona, $1.4 million ministry center, which, again, another institutional structure, right? Another institutional business organization just to prop up the agenda, prop up, a litany of things that one person wants to accomplish, air quotes, in the name of Jesus. I mean, there's claims of people being able to, you know, jump out of wheelchairs on the spot. Not that I don't believe in miracles, guys. But here's the thing. Why do we need arranged meetings? big events, an admission to get in. All the hoopla, lights, camera, and action. Why do we need all that to see God do a miracle? The bottom line is, you don't need a special somebody like a David Herzog or anybody of that nature for God to heal you. If he wants to heal you, he will heal you. If there's no healing, there's no healing. Why can't we just stop at that? Why can't we just trust Jesus for the greatest healing that has ever been accomplished in those who believe in that salvation? Rescued, healed from being in darkness to light. I mean, that's the ultimate great healing and transaction of any believer. I mean, David Herzog was even caught in, an admission that he was paying actors to fill these roles of people getting healed and these miracles. I mean, I can go on and on, but the bottom line here today in this bonus episode of You Know What Really Grinds My Gears is that these people who come in the name of Jesus with an agenda like this, exploit people's wallets, embarrass people, make spectacles of people, they're not preaching the gospel. They're talking about glory portals where you can be taken up to heaven, the third heaven, experience Jesus, experience a new level of spirituality. I mean, all these are just absolutely gobbledygook. They have no place in the life of someone who trusts Christ through the finished work of the cross for the abundant life. There's no room for it. It's just antics. It's all just propped up, silly entertainment. And the sad thing is, we have casualties because of it. We have people who are blinded from the true gospel because people like David Herzog has been selling Jesus in the wrong package. And so I think it's time, like Paul, to stand up and call out these dogs. Christian, you don't need to follow these people. You don't need to get on a plane or a bus or whatever the mode of transportation is and go all around the world to try to find a healing, try to find a miracle, or to experience Jesus. Listen, the greatest experience of Jesus you'll ever have in your life is knowing day after day that you are in his good graces, that you have grace upon grace. The law came through Moses. That is dead and gone. Grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. That you have him. You're sealed. Your sins have been nailed to the cross. You've been reborn. You're God's favorite. Yes, I said that. You're his favorite. But you don't need the circus Christianity. You don't need the institutional circus. You just need to know that you have everything you need for life and godliness is in Christ. And you know what? Don't be afraid to call out the dogs. Because these people, they need to be silenced. And we need to be reminded of the beautiful gospel of grace, that there is no other gospel. And if you're preaching a gospel other than the gospel of grace, then it's error. We have Christ in these jars of clay. No one could take him from us. There's no expense we need to pay to get his attention. He first loved us. That's how we're able to love him. He came to us. There is no platform to pursue. Just Jesus and him alone. Well, guys, that's my rant for today. Thanks for joining me. If you want to follow me on YouTube or Instagram, it's in the show notes below. And until next time, hey, there's no other gospel. It's Jesus, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Grace and peace. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You're listening to You Know What Really Grinds My Gears? Dissecting religious ideologies and belief systems through the New Covenant lens of grace.